Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Sheriff Jared Schneider about roadway safety with farm machinery this spring. Thank you for talking with me today. You are here to talk about farm machinery safety and driving and sharing the road and everything else because it is officially spring, and that means our roadways are going to be a bit more congested with farm machinery.
Thanks for having me this morning.
So my first question would be, what is the biggest problem that you see when the spring planting season officially starts?
I think with like any season in Iowa, it's just you're not used to seeing certain things. During the winter weather, it seems like people get a reminder early on in the season. The farm planting season isn't a whole lot different than that. You're not used to seeing the big equipment out on the roadway. So, you know, it's just a reminder to pay attention to those things. They are out there and they are getting busy right now, so you need to pay attention and plan a little bit extra time into your trip in case you come across something.
Yep, so that leads in really nicely. How can drivers be better road companions to farmers this spring?
Well, I'm like planning a little extra time. It's be patient. When you do come across the farm equipment traveling down the roadway, make sure that you give them plenty of space. Sometimes you have to kind of predict what they might be doing with bigger equipment like that. It's kind of hard to see, you know, indications on are they going to make a turn or, you know, are they going to, especially a right turn, left turn, you know, some of those could be fairly dangerous there. So try to maybe anticipate a little bit. Is there a farm drive coming up that they might be turning into, and just, you know, pay attention to what's going on around you.
What would you like farmers to remember this season as well? Because I know they're probably also thinking about trying to be cognizant of everything.
So some of the things that they need to pay attention to, I guess, is their equipment and do that walk around and make sure all of their lighting is working properly. That's one of the biggest things that will help the other traffic figure out what they're trying to do. Whether it's, you know, their orange flashing lights or, you know, if they do have turn signals on their equipment, those would be very helpful to be working to give a little bit more advanced warning to the people and the other vehicles on the roadway. So, yeah, just checking out your equipment. If the, you know, safety equipment's there, make sure it's working. If you are going to be slowing down to make a turn, you know, look to make sure, I mean, do I have a car coming up behind me, and maybe, you know, slow down a little bit more so they realize that something's going to be happening, so they start to pay attention a little bit more.
Very good. And because they do happen, I feel like it's good to know, what are the most common crashes that happen with farm equipment?
Well, I mean, the left-hand turns that I talked about, maybe a rear-end collision, also the passing of equipment, you know, is really dangerous. Especially, you know, if there isn't the turn signals and things like that. So those are probably the more common accidents you're going to see between farm equipment and automobiles. So those are the, you know, times that you really need to be paying attention when you're coming up behind the equipment. Distracted driving comes into play too in this time of year too. If you're not paying attention and not looking up, I mean, a slow moving vehicle could come up on you pretty quick and bad things can happen.
Mm-hmm. So if a crash does occur, then what are the next steps that people should take?
Well, obviously the first thing, you know, is somebody hurt? You know, make sure that everybody's okay. If they're not, make that call right away to get help on the way. Another thing to consider, you know, if there is an accident, maybe nobody's injured, sometimes clearing that roadway so you don't have another accident happen because of the first one is an important thing to do. So taking a look at, you know, what's going on with the accident, if it's safe to do so and you can move things off the roadway, you know, it's perfectly fine, you know, to do that and then call in, get us on the way so we can show up and do what we need to do with the accident. But number one thing is make sure everybody's okay. Number two, I would say, is make sure that, you know, it's safe as possible. You know, sometimes you can't move equipment. If there's something that you can't move off the roadway, you're going to have to take the time to make sure, you know, other traffic coming knows what's going on, maybe help them navigate them around it. A lot of times before we show up on the scene, there's individuals that are either involved in the accident or come upon the accident that step up and kind of help with that. But that's important to make sure that we don't have further problems.
Great. And is there anything else that you would like to add about farm machinery safety this season?
I would just say, like I started it out with, you know, make sure you know where you're headed, plan for that, allow extra time, give them their space, and make the roadway safe for both of you.
Great. Well, thank you so much for talking
with me. Thank you.
That was Washington County Sheriff Jared Schneider joining on today's House Sand House Washington page to talk about roadway safety with farm machinery this spring. House Sand House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.